Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And welcome to Being Here. It's lovely to be here in 2012. And we thought a great way to start the year is to have the three principles of instantaneous transformation all mixed up. So we're going to revise them for you today, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Right. Before we start, we'd like to let you know, actually, we've already started, so this is not true.
As we start,
we'd like to let you know that we finish each other's sentences. So if we do and when we do, please don't offend yourself with us.
We do our best not to be offensive and do our best to be us.
That's true, which is sometimes a difficult thing.
Yeah, but that's part of being here. Being yourself and not purposefully offending.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can do your best and people will offend themselves anyway if they're looking to offend themselves.
That's right, because what they resist persists, grows stronger, and annoys you. But we'll get to that in a moment.
Let's talk about listening.
I think so.
Ooh, listen, if you're listening, you can call in today. This is a live show. The number is 866-472-5795. How do you like that?
I like it, 866-472-5795.
And we're talking about listening first, because listening is key to having your life work out. Really and truly it is. See, people are arrogant. They think that they know everything there is to know, except for the things that they know they don't know. Do you like that one?
I do. And when Shia says people are arrogant, you don't have to be offended with that. There's actual science these days that talk about how our brains are wired, and our brains are wired to actually light up and disregard things that are inconvenient to what we already know.
And what we believe to be true. So if you believe something is true, you won't want to hear anything that contradicts. Well, haven't you ever gone into a store to buy a piece of, say, electronics equipment, and you know the one you want? It happened with us when we were going to buy a stove.
It happened with us when we were working on this new book project, and we had a book cover.
Too.
And people didn't love the initial cover, and we didn't want to hear it.
We didn't want to hear it because we thought we were, okay, we're done with this now. Now we can move on to the next part of the project. But we weren't, and now we are.
Because now we have one that we love and everybody we've showed it to loves, so you'll see it in the upcoming months.
Anyway, listening. True listening requires suspending your internal judgment system. It requires you are allowing another person to say what they have to say and you just hearing it rather than seeing whether you agree with it or disagree with it or you know better. See, it's really difficult for us to just let another person's point of view stand as it is. And that's what it takes to learn to teach yourself, basically, how to listen to another person. You have to hold in abeyance the chatter in your own mind and what you want to say when they're done talking and answer back. It's about truly suspending your own point of view to hear another person's point of view. And that isn't a reality for most folks in this universe that we live in. Yeah, otherwise there would be world peace if people could hear each other's point of view. But they never let them finish their sentences in their thoughts. They're already fighting with it. See if you can allow yourself to suspend your thinking about what we're saying to hear what we're saying. That's enough to have your life transformed.
And see if you can volitionally engage non-preferentially, meaning really listen to hear what's being said, not only by us, but whoever calls in today, and hear what's being said, not for your preferences, whether you like or dislike it, but just simply to hear the information and let it come in.
Right.
Now, before we talk about all mixed up the three principles of instantaneous transformation, let's talk about them in the format that most of you who've been listening for some time are familiar with.
Well, you see, we came up with these principles or ideas about instantaneous transformation maybe 25 or more years ago. And so we've been talking about them the same way for the last 25 or so years.
And they're in all our books in this format, and they'll stay in this format because we don't want to confuse people. But there's other ways to look at it that just might make them even easier to access for you.
Right. So the first principle is, if there's anything that shows up in your life that you disagree with or don't like or wish were different than it is, then you will resist it. And if you resist it, it sticks around.
And that's really simple. It's the first principle, and you can see this in many different areas of your life.
I mean, if there's somebody at work that is bothersome to you, then you leave work complaining to yourself about that person. You get home complaining to yourself about that person. If you have a relationship in bed, there's that person between you and your partner. Even though they are at work, you still drag them around if you have disagreed with them. Anything you disagree with follows you around. It repeats itself.
Well, you see it also if you've had a conversation with someone and you say something, one thing that you feel is maybe you wish you hadn't have said, whether it's in a dating situation or to your boss or actually we saw a thing with the Kennedy Center, Tina Fey, talking about how her very first interview with Lorne Michaels, and she thought she blew it because she finished one of his sentences. It was something that she wished she hadn't said. It was something she drug home with her. When you resist something, you're left with it. You create karma. That's first principle.
Second principle, you can only be exactly as you are. How's that? That's simplified, but you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. You can't be any different than you are right now.
Shai's clicking his fingers. It may or may not be coming through.
In this moment of now, you can only be exactly where you are. Your body can only be in the position it's in. Your posture can only be what it is. Your thoughts can only be what they are.
You're going to be in a good mood, a bad mood, standing, sitting.
If you have a relationship or don't have a relationship, that's the way your life is right now. If you're living in Hawaii, that's the only place you could be right now.
So wherever you are, however you are, all your life circumstances in an instantaneous life. Shai said something really great last week or sometime recently. He talked about it being like the CAT scan of your moment. It's just like a little shoo. Sliver slice. It's not the whole organ. It's this moment.
It's in this moment of your life you can only be exactly as you are.
And that's the second principle.
And that's the second principle. Now, interestingly enough, if you can only be as you are in this moment of your life, then in any moment of your life, you could have only been the way you were in that moment.
So you know those things that you regret or wish you would have done differently? You couldn't have done them any differently because you didn't.
In reality, you couldn't have done it any differently.
We're not talking about the future and what you're going to do in the future. That's not relevant. What's relevant is you could have only done all the things that you've done up until now because you did.
That's right.
And that's the second principle.
And now we have a third principle.
And the third principle is this. Anything you see non-judgmentally completes itself.
Anything you see and allow it to be exactly as it is completes itself. It is over in the instant that you see it if you allow it to be the way it is. That is, you don't disagree, you don't judge it, you don't wish it were different, but just allowing it to be the way it is, it completes itself. It's over.
Now, this principle is the non-preferential part, and it's the inclusive part. In change, you look and you see what's wrong, good, bad, right, wrong, what you want to get rid of, and you aim toward what you want. In transformation, it's about getting interested in what is non-judgmentally in an observership. Because our approach is anthropological. It's not psychological. It's about observing without judging what you see, rather like a scientist would.
That's right.
And it's inclusive. So it includes that sometimes circumstances come up that are not to your preference. So you notice your preference. You don't judge you have the preferences. You include everything, and you notice it as a phenomena.
Right.
You ready for us to throw it up in the air?
I had something else, but I can't remember it, so it doesn't matter. You know, in order to listen, you have to let go of what you wanted to say or want to say. Otherwise, you're not really listening. And so when Ariel's talking, I drop what I have to say to hear what she's saying. And sometimes what I had to say disappears.
And you never know. It may come back. Usually, when something's really relevant, it comes back. And you have to trust that.
Don't put pressure on me now.
You never know. It may not.
Okay. Let's talk about mixing it up.
Okay, we're throwing them in the air.
Yeah. Recently, I realized that the principles are out of order. And what made them out of order is I was thinking about karma. Now, karma is that behavior repeats itself. Indian philosophy, there's the idea of karma as that you come back lifetime after lifetime and complete anything that was incomplete in a previous lifetime.
In our approach, when we're talking about karma, it's day after day, moment after moment. You have repeating scenarios in your life.
Right.
So Shia got interested in karma, and it led to a whole new way of looking at the three principles.
Right, and we're going to talk about that after the break.
And so that's your tease. We will be back shortly.
Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Hey,
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yeah, welcome back to Being Here. So we were talking about the three principles of instantaneous transformation and how we revise them when we realized that there's a different way of looking at it. And so we're going to leave the numbers off for a second, and we're going to look at that your life shows up exactly as it does in each moment of your life. So you have two choices in that moment. You can either resist how your life is showing up by saying no to whatever is happening, or you can embrace whatever is showing up by saying yes. If you resist it, you create karma. We were talking about karma as how your life repeats itself, where, you know, it's like that your life becomes like Groundhog Day over and over, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So life shows up as it does, and you have the possibility of resisting it, saying no to it, or allowing it, saying yes to how your life is showing up. When you say no, you continue, because anything you resist persists, you continue or keep on recreating that way of life showing up. So if there's something you say no to, like your parent, then your whole life is determined by your resistance to that parent. If you say yes, it's over. It's complete.
So we'll give you an example. Not too long ago, we were working with a client, and he was telling us about all of the awful things that his father did. And he was going on mm-hmm. about how his father didn't approve of his love choices and didn't approve of his lifestyle and was always very negative. And what we talked to him about was how he resisted his dad and that maybe he should really listen to him. He didn't have to share his dad's values, but listen to him and be interested and not fight. Say yes. Interestingly enough, his father stopped saying these things. He actually heard him. He no longer found him annoying. And the more he said yes, they started to have a very sweet relationship for the first time in his life. When you say yes, situations that repeat complete themselves.
Right. So actually, the first principle should be the second principle.
Well, you have 2A and 2B.
Okay.
You have yes or no.
But no. The second principle would say that this moment is exactly what it is, and you can only be the way you are in this current moment. Well, that's actually the first principle, because first, you can only be the way you are. Now, you have two choices. That's
yes
or no.
No.
If you choose the yes, it completes itself. If you choose the no, it repeats itself. So I would say no is the second principle.
That's
anything
right.
You resist persists. And the third principle will stay the third principle, as you can only anything you allow to be the way it is completes itself.
Have we mixed you up? I hope so. We're
now,
having fun.
Here's the thing. You cannot do the third principle to change things that you don't like.
You can't do being a yes.
Yeah, that's right, because that's the first principle in disguise.
I like it.
Because you're resisting something in order to keep it around.
Let's take our caller, shall we?
Yes.
Evelyn, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Zurich in Switzerland.
Lovely.
Zurich?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
I like Zurich.
I do.
We were in Zurich.
We have good memories of Zurich.
Yes.
And lovely memories of you. So, what can we do for you today?
I would like to talk about friends and family.
Okay.
What about friends and family would you like to talk about?
Well, they're really important to me, and frequently I observe that I have thoughts like I'm not there for them enough, I don't give enough, I don't spend enough time with them.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did either one of your family members or friends suggest to you that you didn't spend enough time with them? Guilt you, in other words.
Well, I received a birthday card or a Christmas card from my mom, and she mentioned, oh, it would be so nice to spend more time with you. And so I don't know if it's that, or, but I think it's in general, you know.
You resisted what she had to say, my friend. See, my mother lives very far away. Right now, we're in New Jersey, and my mom and dad are in Hawaii. My mother would have loved to have had us come.
For Christmas. Or New Year's.
And we just looked in our hearts and knew that we couldn't afford at this time the 12-hour, 13-hour flight each way. It just wasn't in anybody's best interest. So when she said, I would love to see you, it was important for me to hear that she loved me, not that she was trying for me to do anything different. She recognizes I can't do anything different, but in her heart, she misses. She calls me her little chick. She likes it when she has all. She likes having all her little chicks around her. And when I'm missing for too long, she gets hungry for my presence.
Yeah,
now,
right.
Now, traditionally, you've resisted your mom.
Mm-hmm.
So this just kind of went into an old place.
And what do you mean by that?
We all have well-worn paths of resistance. And we have to be attentive and have awareness not to automatically jump into those areas. Some people you may naturally say yes to. And so it's a little less likely that you will automatically resist them. But with mm-hmm. your mom, historically speaking, she was a person that you...
Held in an adversarial way. You know, you've been a very strong-headed person since you were a child.
Yeah.
You know, you're strong-willed. You want to do it your way. And you've wanted to do it your way from the time you were born. You just didn't have the motor skills before you were maybe 2 years old to resist.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Because my mom keeps telling the story that one of my first words was like, I want to do it myself.
That's right. There you have it. See? Thank you for making me right, Evelyn. I appreciate that.
That's very cool.
But, you know, the truth of the matter is that we all are, for the most part, strong-willed and strong-headed, and we want to do it our way. And so you've been, your whole life has been proving your way is the way. And there's nothing wrong with that.
I had this really neat realization, at least for me, on New Year's Day. I realized, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, I can't remember which, that when you second-guess yourself, things that you've already done, such as the amount of time you spent with your family and friends in the last year and the amount of investing and being friendly with them, when you second-guess yourself, it's a form of complaint, and it's a form of resistance. It's complaining against yourself.
And here's the thing, Evelyn. Mm-hmm. Could you have spent one moment more than you did with your friends or your family?
No.
That's right. So since you couldn't, give yourself a break. Don't beat on yourself for how you think you should have been. Notice that you were the way you were, and that was the only way you could possibly be.
And you know what, Evelyn? We're at the beginning of the year, so it's always a really great time to set in motion and remind people that the greatest thing you can do for yourself and anyone in your life is to be kind to yourself. Mm-hmm. So your mom says she'd like to spend more time with you. And you can look and say, yeah, you know what? Maybe I should, in this time frame coming up, I'm going to make an effort to be with her. But be kind to yourself about how you've gone about your life up until now. Beating on yourself does not help anything.
Doesn't make for a happy camper. And you know something, your gift to your mother is your happiness, your well-being. You know, then she was a successful mother. If you are happy, if you are well. And so many people withhold their greatness to punish their parents for something they as a child thought their mother or father did in opposition to their will.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe it's time to have a truce with life where you're actually allowing yourself to enjoy this current moment of your life without worrying about how, if you did your past wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be okay?
Yes, that sounds really relaxing to me.
And, you know, the other thing is, I know that you're coming to Costa Rica with us, and that's happening soon. You can send your mom a postcard from there. She may get it after you get back, but that doesn't matter that you thought of her while you're there. You can do little things to take care of her. What it takes is taking your attention off yourself and whether you're a good person or a bad person or whether you're doing your life right or wrong, but really take your attention off yourself and take care of the people around you. And by the way, when you do that, you're going to be far happier yourself.
Hmm. I love that, yeah.
Excellent.
Great.
Hey, Evelyn, thank you so much for calling in today.
Yes,
really
you,
neat
Evelyn.
Speaking to you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and we're excited that we get to see you soon.
Yeah,
in a nice
too.
Warm climate.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Well, everyone, we have to go to a break.
We do, don't we?
Yes, but we'll be back shortly.
So.
Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club. The Excellence Club. The Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog. And take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Cane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Cane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Hey, we want to give a little shout-out today to a few people. First, to Cornelius and Carrie, a great couple we met on Monday night.
At our parking garage, they were coming from the Knicks game, and we were coming from Monday Night Alive.
And there was a long line of people in front of us, and we had a great time hanging out, waiting for our turn to get our car. So, hi, guys. And also, John, who called in today, he came to our special New Year's event on Monday and called up this morning to say he wanted to come to the Money, Success, and Happiness, Wealth as a Lifestyle course this weekend. So we're looking forward to having you, John. And
if there's anybody else out there that wants to come to that course, there's still space.
There is room for you.
That's right.
We have another caller. Let's take her.
Oh, yes. Let's do that.
Rashmi.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm in New Jersey.
Yay,
we're in New Jersey. Okay. What can we do for you, Rashmi?
I wanted to talk about something that I was noticing. I always thought, like, I was really good at remembering people's names, especially, like, new people that I was meeting.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like recently I meet people at parties or events, and I have a part-time, like, retail job, and I have to ask people their names. And I'm just forgetting, and I keep asking, like, what's that person's name again? And sometimes...
It's very simple, Rashmi. What's happening is you're thinking about something else when you're hearing their name.
Okay.
If you actually listen... as though what they're going to say is the most important thing, you'll hear their name. And then if you hear their name, you'll, for the most part, remember it. You know, Ariel and I meet a lot of people. And occasionally we can't remember somebody's name that we've met. But sometimes we meet somebody for 2 minutes on a Monday night, and they come back 2 or 3 weeks later, and we remember their name.
Wow.
One of the tricks is when you ask somebody their name, it's really important that you suspend going anywhere. So let's talk about your part-time retail job. I know that part-time you've been working in the shoe department at Macy's. So if you're asking them their name as you're off to get their shoes, it's like, or you see somebody else out of the corner of your eye that needs attending to. When you're distracted by where you're going next, you won't actually hear them. You'll hear it, but it'll go into that really short-term memory place that'll be gone in the next 30 seconds. It's almost like sleepwalking. It used to be that when I would read to Shia at night, now we listen mainly to books on tape, but when I would read at night to him, there'd come a place where I could hear his breathing change, and I knew he was getting close to go to sleep, and I'd say, "Are you still with me?" And he'd often say, "Oh, yes," and he'd repeat the sentence that I just said. But in the morning, he would not recall any of that sequence. He wouldn't remember it. In your short term, you have it, but it doesn't really go in. It requires really
being there. If you're really there when somebody says their names, you'll remember it. Now, there's another little caveat to this. If the person doesn't want you to remember their name, you'll have a very hard time remembering their name. If they don't want you to see them, then it'll be hard to remember their name. Because there are some people that we meet and we can't remember their name, and it's because they don't want to be notable.
Okay.
The other thing is, it's again, it's about taking your attention off yourself and how you're doing. And so in a party situation, for instance, sometimes people get self-conscious, or they want to fit, or they don't know how to start a conversation, or you're attracted to somebody and you're not sure if they're going to be attracted to you, or there's alcohol involved. There's lots of impediments, too. But part of it is to take your attention off yourself and really listen to that person. And one of the things that Shai and I do sometimes, we'll meet somebody on a Monday night, they'll come in, they'll shake our hand, they'll say their name, and we'll listen. And then as they walk away to go into the room, we find a way to embed it in our memory. Oh, her name is Christina, just like Christina, our assistant. And sometimes giving ourselves an anchor also supports us in retaining the name.
Okay. That helps. I do sometimes ask people, again, can you tell me your name again? And that helps, too.
Yeah, but if you're not there the second time, you won't remember it either.
All right.
See, it's really about being there to hear what they're saying. See, if you're forward thinking like most people are, you're going somewhere. And your mind is, the second principle still works here. No two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So if you're thinking about something off in the future, there's no space for that person's name to get into your mind.
That makes a lot of sense, because when I was remembering people's name, I felt like I was really there and with them. And
that's right. If you're trying to remember their shoe size and where in the back they've got the shoe that you need,
and the type of shoe and what color they want, along with their name,
then you're in trouble, because you've
unless
already,
you're really there.
And now there's always the other thing. You could write it down. That would make things much easier.
Okay.
I mean, you could have a little notepad, and you write the person's name down and the shoe size.
Pamela,
and,
red shirt.
Right. You know, just so you, or the shoe size and the style of the shoe, you write it all down, then you don't have to worry about it.
Right, that makes sense.
And it may make it easier for you to remember, because you're not under pressure to remember. You got it written down somewhere.
I remember when I was studying Indonesian, when Shai and I had a conference center in Bali. And one of the things that the approach that I used and they talked about was, it's one thing to hear it, but it's another thing to see it. And that when you see it, it goes in a different pathway than when you hear it. And so I always repeat a person's name out loud, so I'm hearing it, but it may be having a visual for you, writing it down, actually is really supportive. In fact, that happened for us with Cornelius and Carrie. We met them briefly, and I wrote their names down. But I didn't have to look at the note today when I wrote it up. I remembered their names because it went in and stayed.
Oh, that's really cool. I'll try taking a notebook at work when I work this weekend.
Yeah, good.
And it's really helpful, because I understand what you mean about being present. I mean, I can say I understand it, but I feel like it makes a lot of sense.
The other thing, Rashmi, is this. If you want to be the most successful you can be, you need to lose your story. And you now have a story, just like all of us have, but you have a story about whether you're a good listener or a bad listener, whether you're good at remembering names or bad at remembering names. And if you let go of the label you put on yourself, either good or bad, about listening to names, then you're going to be remembering names. You are much more likely to actually be there with a person.
Right, and if you listen, That's really all it takes to remember a person's name. But if you're listening to your story that you're not good at remembering names, when that person is telling you their name, you will not remember their name. If you're worrying whether or not you'll be able to remember their name when they're telling you their name, you won't be able to remember their name, because no two things can occupy the same Rashmi at the same time.
True, that's true.
You just need to slow it down and listen, and you'll remember people's names.
Okay. That's really great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Really, you're so welcome.
Thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, that was really great. That was very helpful. Thank you very much.
We do our best to be very helpful, Rashmi.
You're welcome, Rashmi. Have a great rest of your day.
Okay, good. Bye.
Bye.
You know, Ariel and I, about 25 years ago, became enlightened. Now, how it happened? It happened. We did years and years and years and years of things to try to make it happen, and it didn't happen. And then there came a point in time where it happened, and since then, we've been doing our best to make it easy and available for other people to have their lives transformed, so life becomes effortless and you stop doing those repetitive behaviors that sabotage your sense of well-being, your sense of okayness, so that you feel good in your skin.
And you know when this epiphany, this life change happened when Shia, I'm talking about the principles mixed up now, when Shia had the actual experience that he could only be exactly as he is right now.
And that was it.
And that was the beginning of everything shifting in our lives. He stopped picking on himself for being himself the way he is in this moment.
And that allowed me to stop treating Ariel as an extension of myself.
And picking on me the way he picked on himself, instantaneously, my life shifted as well. Our life has never been the same, and it's always been an expansion of that. You can practically be enlightened in a practical sense, and it will continue to expand. You will get better at it, at surfing the waves of your own life.
I love that.
We need to take a break.
I love that, too.
But we'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award. Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul. Or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here. Shia and I watched one of the videos on our Premium Excellence Club this morning.
We did.
And it was so wonderful.
Sweet.
Anya, we were watching you, if you're listening to the show, and you were so sweet and delicate and lovely. And it was transformational for the two of us to watch it. If you're interested in having an inspirational video come to you each week in your inbox to have special articles from the two of us, and also to have the opportunity to write in questions that we answer, go up to our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com, and go to the Premium Excellence Club and join. It's a wonderful resource.
Especially if you're in some far-flung part of the world where you cannot come to a Monday night or be on an international call. It's an opportunity to actually visually see a person transform before your eyes.
And trust us, we transform
along with them.
It's lovely. We have another caller. Let's take him.
Steve, are you there? Steve? Well, we had another caller.
Maybe we lost him. While we're talking to our tech to see if we can get Steve back.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Oh, there he is.
Now
we can hear him.
Okay, great. I'm calling from windy and beautiful Boston right now.
Excellent.
Yeah, I just saw a friend of ours arguing an appeal in court, and Eric says hello.
Oh, how wonderful.
That's great.
I'd love to do that someday. That would be cool.
He's good, isn't he?
Yes.
We'll see. Better than he knows.
Yeah. You know, it was wonderful to witness. And I'm sorry, I haven't been able to hear the earlier part of the show because I don't have access to a computer right now. But I was, so maybe someone talked about this, but I was rereading Working on Your Soft Doesn't Work last night, and I was particularly struck by the discussion or chapter on decisions versus choices.
Okay, what about that were you struck by?
Well, I mean, as it applied in my own life, I feel a lot more confident now in social situations since I became aware of you and been attending your workshops. But it struck me that when I'm not freely making a choice but proceeding on an agenda or some sort of game plan for how I'm going to approach this or that situation, it means that I don't really trust myself to make the appropriate choice in the moment.
Very good. That is absolutely accurate. See, here's the thing, Steve. When you are really present, you don't have to make decisions about how you're going to be in the future. You just need to deal with the current moment of your life, and the future will definitely take care of itself.
Yes, and I've discovered that more and more. And, when the issue still occurs for me is if I'm in a new or uncertain kind of social or other setting, you know, possibly job interviews, but usually more informal things where I find that I have a greater comfort level after I've gotten to know people and
you sound normal.
Happen immediately. Yeah.
Hey, you sound normal, Steve.
People definitely have a easier comfort level once they get to know people. I mean, yeah. Monday night, you were at this past Monday Night Alive in New York City, and we had more than 100 people there. And there were a lot of people new. And yeah. So the comfort level, even among people who'd been there many times, was not, it was initially less comfortable because there was new.
And new is judgmental. New is, does this work and is it worth my investment? New yeah. is all kinds of mental gyrations worrying about how it's going to turn out.
And then people who came up to express themselves were a little concerned. Will people like me? It's normal. And it's one of the exciting games of life.
But you see, I love your question in a way, the difference between decisions where you look and see what you did in your past and say, I'm not going to do that again, as opposed to a choice where you look and see what's appropriate in the current moment of your life and let your truth be for that moment rather than some idea you had years ago of who you were that is now determining who you are. Look, when we met you, Steve, you had some very strong stories and labels that you put on yourself that were mostly restrictions on your self-expression.
Yes.
And
I remember it well, you know.
Yes. And now you've let go of those restrictions. You're more loquacious. How do you like that? That was a good word.
Yeah.
You're more available. You're more gregarious. You're more a person that interacts with people than you were when we first met you. Much more.
Yes. I know it's a much greater level of enthusiasm, and it transfers outside of that setting to life.
Exactly, but you see, your life is the setting. Wherever you are in the current moment is your life. It's not a rehearsal for some day when you are in front of people.
Let's look at decisions versus choices again in the context of the three principles all mixed up. As we were talking about earlier in the show, and I know you didn't hear it, but by the way, if you have a smartphone, you can download the Voice America app, and you can listen live from your phone, just so you know.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't yet have a smartphone, but that's coming.
Ah, that may be coming. That may be in your future.
Yeah,
so life shows up, and if you don't like it and resist it, that's when you decide. It's like suicide, homicide, genocide. You're killing off the thing that you don't like. You say,
you're
I'm not going to do that.
Killing off the alternatives to the current moment.
When you allow something, then you actually, as you were so brilliantly mentioning, you trust yourself to be appropriate in the future. You can notice if something didn't work the way you liked without having to decide what you're going to do in the future. If you're simply here to look and see and engage and be present, you'll make the appropriate choices time
always,
and time again.
Always. You will be appropriate to your life, and your life will be alive. It'll be exciting. It'll be new. It won't be predetermined by a constricted or lesser version of you sometime in your past coming forward to dominate this moment of your life.
Yes, yes, and it requires getting rid of judgments, which have been...
No,
it doesn't require getting rid of anything.
You can't get rid of judgments. They're there.
You have judgments. Judgments aren't bad. They're not good. They're judgments.
But you don't have to listen to them as if they're true.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell yourself that you have nothing to say, but that doesn't mean that's accurate, because here you are.
Yes, yes. No, and I definitely make... I really try to participate more. I mean, it consciously, like speaking this past Monday in front of such a good big group.
And here you are on the show today.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it actually leads me to something I wanted to say briefly before the end of the show. We only have about a minute left. We appreciate that you're sharing yourself. And I'm encouraging all of our listeners to get out there and share yourself about, not only about this show, although I do think sharing the show with your friends is very valuable, but share yourself about all the things you're passionate about in your life. You'll come alive. Your friends will come alive, whether it's about the diet you're on or the new chia seeds you found, which is our new thing, or about transformation, Monday nights, this show, whatever you're excited about, share yourself. It makes a difference.
I'm always happy to mention these possibilities to people.
Well, thank you, Steve, and thank you so much for calling in today.
Sure. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you soon. And we look forward to being back with all of you next week. So
come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.